Welcome to everyone joining us in our online service for Sunday the 24th of January. I hope you will enjoy our time of sharing and worshipping our Lord. Our intimations. The lockdown continues until at least the middle of February before we can hopefully consider some form of opening. As in every household over the past 10 months, there is a need to maintain our buildings, plan physically and financially, and generally keep our church functioning. Since the beginning of the COVID-19 outbreak last March, and the subsequent restrictions placed on all of us, we have only been able to adapt due to the dedication of a small group of individuals. We were in the process of reorganising the structures within our church when the pandemic happened, and we have been unable to complete this process. As the lockdown continues, and possibly even longer before we can have unrestricted worship in our buildings, I feel that this group of people should be enlarged, not just by elders, but also by members of the congregation. This would be a short-term commitment and allow a small team of individuals to make decisions required for the daily running of our church without having to call a full Kirk session meeting to discuss one item. If anyone is interested in helping with this, please get in touch with me. The group would meet over the Zoom platform and everyone would be complying with the current restrictions. Street level. As previously intimated last week, we currently have a vacancy for a representative from St John's to serve on the Street Level Management Committee. If you would like to help with this vital link to the community, please get in touch with me. This is all our intimations. May you keep safe and enjoy our worship today.
The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus, the week of prayer for Christian unity has been prepared by the monastic community of Gransham in Switzerland. The theme, Abide in My Love and You Shall Bear Much Fruit, is based on the Gospel according to St. John, chapter 15, reading from verses 1 to 17, and expresses the community's vocation to prayer, reconciliation, and unity in the church and the human family. For 2021, the sisters are inviting us to enter into their tradition of prayer and silence that is rooted in the ancient traditions of the Church Catholic.
It is the great desire of God, expressed by Jesus, that we might come to Him and abide in Him. He waits for us tirelessly, hoping that united to Him in love, we will bear fruit that will bring life to all. Faced with our differences, we risk withdrawing into ourselves and seeing only that which separates us. But let us listen to how Christ calls us to abide in His love and so bear much fruit.
In the three moments of prayer that follow, we remember the call of Christ. We turn to His love, to Him who is the centre of our lives. For the path of unity begins in our intimate relationship with God, abiding in God's love, strength and desires to seek unity and reconciliation with others. God opens us up to those who are different from us. This is an important fruit, a gift of healing for the divisions within us, between us and in the world.
And now our call to worship, as written in Psalm number 103, verses 1 to 5. Psalm 103. Praise the Lord, my soul. All my inmost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. We join together to sing our hymn of praise, hymn number 198, Let Us Build a House Where Love Can Dwell.
Thank you.
in peace. Let us pray. Our dear God, you are the vine dresser who cares for us with love. You reveal to us your love through Christ and through our sisters and brothers. You call us to see the beauty of each branch united to the vine, the beauty of each person, and yet too often the differences in others make us afraid. We withdraw into ourselves. May you, O God, direct our hearts towards you once again. Open our hearts so that we can welcome each other with our differences and live in forgiveness. Help us to daily praise your name and together be a reflection of the living Christ. With the words that Jesus taught us, let us now pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever. Amen.
We sing your praise in the midst of the world and among all peoples. We sing your praise in the midst of creation and among all creatures. We sing your praise among suffering and tears. We sing your praise among promises and achievements. We sing your praise in places of conflict and misunderstanding. We sing your praise in the places of encounter and reconciliation. We sing your praise in the midst of rifts and divisions. We sing your praise in the midst of life and death, the birth of a new heaven and a new earth.
Our first Bible reading is written in the Gospels according to St. John, chapter 15, verses 1 to 12. The vine and the branches. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that bears fruit he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, and I will also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless it remains in me. I am the vine, and you are the branches. If you remain in me, and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withered. Such branches are picked up and thrown into the fire and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. This is my Father's glory that bears much fruit, showing yourself to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remained in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you.
Let us pray. God of love, through Christ you say to us, you did not choose me, but I chose you. You seek us. You invite us to receive your friendship and abide in it. Teach us to respond more deeply to this invitation and grow in a life that is ever more complete. God of life, you call us to be praised in the midst of the world and to welcome one another as a gift of your grace. May your loving gaze, which rests upon each person, open us to receive each other just as we are. God, you who gather, you knit us together as one vine in your Son Jesus. May your loving spirit abide in us at local church, and community meetings and ecumenical gatherings. Grant that together we celebrate you with joy. God of one vineyard, you call us to abide in your love in all we do and say. Touched by your goodness, grant us to be a reflection of that love in our homes and workplaces. May we bridge rivalries and overcome tensions.
Very often, we think of prayer as something we do, an activity of our own. In this short time, we are invited to an interior silence and to turn aside from all the noise and concerns of our lives and thoughts. In this silence, the action belongs to God. We are simply called to abide and rest in God's love.
Bible reading is written in the first epistle of Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 1, verses 10 to 13. A church divided over leaders. I appeal to you, brothers and sisters, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree with one another in what you say, and that there may be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly united in mind and thought. My brothers and sisters, some of you from Chloe's household have informed me that there are quarrels among you. What I mean is this. One of you says, I follow Paul. Another, I follow Apollos. Another, I follow Cephas. Still another, I follow Christ. Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Were you baptized in the name of Paul?
Let us pray. Holy Spirit, you create and recreate the church in all places. Come and whisper in our hearts the prayer which Jesus addressed to his Father on the eve of his passion, that they may all be one, so that the world may believe. Lord Jesus, Prince of Peace, light the fire of your love in us, so that suspicions, contempt, and misunderstandings cease in the church. May the walls that separate us fall. Holy Spirit, consoler of all, open our hearts to forgiveness and reconciliation and bring us back from our wanderings. Lord Jesus, gentle and humble of heart, give us poverty of spirit so that we may welcome the unexpectedness of your grace. Holy Spirit, you never abandon the men, women, and children who are persecuted for their fidelity to the gospel. Give them strength and courage, and support those who help them.
Reading is written in the book of Revelation chapter 7 verses 9 to 12. The great multitude in white robes. After this I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people and language, standing before the throne and before the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands, and they cried out in a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb." All the angels were standing round the throne, around the elders and the four living creatures. They fell down on their faces before the throne and worshipped God, saying, "Amen, praise and glory and wisdom and thanks and honour and power and strength be to our God for ever and ever. Amen."
Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable to you, our great God and our Redeemer. Amen. We are in the last 2 days of the week of prayer for Christian unity, traditionally observed from 18th to 25th January every year. The theme for this year has been chosen by the monastic community of Grand Cham in Switzerland. Having been founded in the 1930s as a group of women of the Reformed tradition that sought to rediscover the importance of silence and listening to the Word of God, Today, the sisters are drawn from different churches and various countries. The 2021 theme, Abide in My Love and You Shall Bear Fruit, is drawn from John chapter 15, verses 5 to 9. This theme calls us to pray and to work for reconciliation and unity in the church with our human family and with all creation. Drawing on the gospel image of vine and branches, the theme invites us to nourish unity with God and with one another through contemplative prayer, silence, and common action. The theme may appear a wee bit out of place. After all, are we not in the midst of a pandemic? Surely there are pressing matters to reach out to the lonely and depressed, the dying and the bereaved, to feed and provide shelter for the homeless on our streets, to support families who are struggling with homeschooling, to support our exhausted nurses, doctors, care and key workers. Indeed, all these things are things that churches can and are undertaking together. However, as we surely know from our own spiritual lives, our actions as God's people must be first grounded in prayer and attentiveness to the Word of God. Grafted in the vine, which is Jesus, the Father becomes our vine dresser who prunes us to make us grow. The word abide can be translated in several ways, including to abide, remain, continue, and dwell. Here we get the idea of making our home in Him. We abide by listening to, believing, and obeying the Word of God, by talking to God in prayers and through our sincere worship. Our lives are to be wrapped up in His life and His will. The life of believing in Jesus and walking with Jesus is every day, not just on Sundays, for an hour or two. Abiding in Christ is an inner attitude that takes root in us over time. It can be overtaken by the struggle for the necessities of life, and it is often threatened by the distractions, noise, activity, and the challenges of life. We live in troubling times, where we are challenged by pandemics, war, violence, poverty, racism, and climate change. In the past year, both our spiritual and physical well-beings have been challenged. Some of us have been ill or have lost someone close to us. The working lives of many have been disrupted, often at huge personal and family costs. Many have experienced long periods of absence from extended family and friends, and inability to share a meal or a wake-upper together or celebrate a birthday or a wedding. We may well be feeling a sense of isolation from God as well as our neighbors. Opportunities to worship and pray together has been reduced, and much of what we see of our sisters and brothers are on the screen of laptops, iPads, and phones. These realities call us to reconsider what it means to be a part of the one church, the body of Christ. The Sisters of Grand Sham invite us to recognize that amidst all the challenges in our world, God is at work, moving all creation to unity and wholeness in Christ. God's love for us, His abiding with us, has to do with the simple fact that He stays there for us and with us at all times. In His final weeks, Jesus knows full well the reality of the threat that faces Him, but He never ran away. Jesus tells His disciples that He will not leave them as abandoned orphans. Instead, He will bestow upon them and us The Holy Spirit, who will stay with us, abide with us. Make Christ present to us. Today, sisters and brothers, we are invited to abide in Christ's love and bear fruits. Fruits that will remain. Amen.
Let us pray. God of life, you have created every human being in your image and likeness. We sing your praise for the gift of our many cultures, expressions of faith, traditions, and ethnicities. Grant us the courage always to stand against injustice and hatred based on race, class, gender, religion, and fear of those not like ourselves. Merciful God, you have shown us in Christ that we are one in you. Teach us to use this gift in the world so that believers of all faiths in every country may be able to listen to each other and live in peace. O Jesus, you came into the world and shared fully in our humanity. You know the hardship of life for people who suffer in so many different ways. May the spirit of compassion move us to share our time, life, and goods with all those in need. Holy Spirit, you hear the fury of your wounded creation and the cries of those already suffering from climate change. Guide us towards new behaviors. May we learn to live in harmony as part of your creation. Amen.
Jesus called us to abide in him as branches of the true vine. He called us to bear fruit of God's healing and reconciling love. He called us to draw closer to God and to one another as we offer this love to the world. At the centre of the world is God, in whom all our desires and longings find their meeting place.
Spirituality and solidarity are inseparably linked. Prayer and action belong together. When we abide in Christ, we receive the spirit of courage and wisdom to act against all injustice and oppression. On your behalf, I would like to say a big thank you to Jillian, to Shona, to Finley, to Favor, to Fiona, for their inputs into today's service. To George, we owe you our thanks for all your hard work in making all of this possible. Thank you for giving us and giving up your time and energy to put all of this together. Friends, as we continue to journey into the days unknown, be assured that God is on our side. We are not alone. His love will sustain us and keep us till the very end. And now we sing our closing hymn. Hymn number 522. The church is wherever God's people are present. 1, so that the world may believe. Abide in God's love, go into the world and bear the fruit of God's love. And the peace of God that passes all human understanding, keep your minds today, tomorrow, in the knowledge of God's risen Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. And the blessing of God the Father Almighty, the Son and the Holy Spirit, rest upon you, your families, our world, this day and always.
Amen.